All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you this morning?
Good.
Honey, do you have three reports this morning?
We have three, that is correct.
Okay, we're ready to get started.
Okay, you're correct.
So what is your name, sir?
Joseph William Lindy, 314-74.
Okay, sir.
Joseph Lemons?
Yes, Lemons, I have. All right, good morning, sir. Could you just please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Okay, just wait.
Okay, sir, I don't know, can you just kind of speak up a little bit? I'll see if we can turn it up a little bit.
Not really, real good.
Yes, sir, it is a little bit better, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, Mr. Lemons. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir.
To my far right is the Honorable Louise. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Louise Quinones, sir.
To my immediate left is the Honorable David Mills, sir. My name is Michael Johnson, sir, and I will be acting as your panel chair today.
Also with us, sir, from the Department of Correction, as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Oliveri. You can see Mr. Oliveri at this time, sir. He will be representing your parole officer and the Department of Corrections.
Sir, prior to your hearing, you received and signed a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I didn't hire an attorney, sir. I'll represent myself, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Mr. Lemons, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. Mr. Lemons, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Lemons. The allegations on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12.
Mr. Johnson, we weren't sworn in yet? Were we sworn in?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
I didn't catch it. So, Mr. Lemons and Mr. Oliveri, I'd like to swear both of you in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you,
Mr. Okay, Mr. Lemons, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. The allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after release on October 16, 2017. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is absconding from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lemons. So based on the admission of Mr. Lemons, I have moved to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you in your community supervision. So we're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Lemons, with any additional information or information that you would like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Lemons was released from the Department of Corrections on October 16th of 2017. He was arrested on October 19th of 2017 by Mesa PD on an absconder warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 3 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on January 18th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated assault, 1 year, 9 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-2, mental health score of a 3, and substance abuse score of a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He has minimal disciplinary history. There are no other arrests noted, and his community risk level is a G2B3.
Okay, Mr. Lemons, I'm going to go over some information with you, then I'm going to get some information from you, okay? So, Mr. Lemons, I see that when you were released from prison, you were released homeless. You didn't have a location to actually go to. And then it says that you were scheduled to go in for some programming, but you didn't come in to see a parole officer. You were paroled on 10-16, and then you failed to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office when you were released. Sir, can you tell me why you didn't go to the parole office?
Yes, sir. This is my first time, you know, being in prison and all this, and I wasn't aware that I was on parole legally. I didn't know that. And when I was released, so I was excited that I was getting out, and all I wanted to do was just get out of there. And I had signed some papers, you know, but I just signed those papers, and all I was focused on was getting out. So what I did is I just totally wasn't aware. And then when I was arrested, I found out that I had a warrant, and I was quite disappointed that I was going back to prison.
So that's
what had occurred there.
Okay. So what were you doing when you were arrested? What came about you having contact with the police?
I was coming back from Phoenix to Mesa to get back to where I stay at, and the university bus, it was about 9:30 at night, see, and the last bus was there at the station right when the light road got there, and it was getting ready to leave, so I crossed the tracks from the light rail station to go across the street to the bus station. And you're not allowed to do that, see, you have to go to the end of the light rail station to cross at the crosswalk. And the police officer was standing at the station, not like normal, but he was there and saw me do it, and he wanted to talk to me, so I walked over to speak with him and found out that I had a warrant.
So where were you standing at, Mr. Lemons?
I was staying at a church on Power and University, sir.
Okay. So, sir, when you were in prison, prior to being released from prison, did you sit down and talk with them, and they told you that you had to go and under your conditions of release, they told you you had to make a visit to the parole office by 10 a.m. the next day?
Sir, if they did, I wasn't aware that they told me that. And all I knew that I was getting out on October 16th, sir. That's all that I was aware of. And ready to go, sir.
All right. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Seeing the board has no additional questions for you. Mr. Lemons, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the board before the board goes into discussion, sir, that you haven't already said?
If possible, I would like to actually see if you guys would motion to reinstate my parole and maybe stay in a program down here in Tucson or get released on this to report like you just said that I was supposed to do, and see about getting into a place to live through the parole office reinstated, sir. And that's all that I have to say, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, Mr. Lemons, the board's going to go into discussion. So, while the board's in discussion, Mr. Lemons, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone and have to remain silent while the board's in discussion, sir. We'll get back to you as soon as we complete our discussion. You'll be able to hear the discussion that we're having, sir, and we'll make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. So, please remain on the phone, sir, but again, remain silent while you're on the phone. The board's in discussion. Well, this is a situation where I believe Mr. Lemons is telling the truth. He has no prior supervision, no STDs, no prior convictions. This is his first time in prison. He says that when he did admit that he signed the papers and was
counsel before he got out, but he was so happy that he was getting out that he just thought he could just go about his business. But he was absconding for 3 days. He didn't get in any trouble. He says that he was going back to the church where he was staying at and walked across the railroad tracks, and there was an officer at the station that, you know, called him over there, and he walked over there to him. He said he was surprised to find out that he actually had a warrant. I think that although he does have a shorter time to be incarcerated, but I am in favor of Mr. Lemons. Seems to be honest in that he was working, but I am in favor of trying to reinstate Mr. Lemons on the short period of time that he has left on his community supervision. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Okay. So I am going to make a motion to return Mr. Lemons to community supervision with the same conditions that he actually has on him at this time.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Lemons?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, the board has voted to reinstate you on your community supervision with the same conditions that you actually have right now. But Mr. Lemons, you have to pay attention when you sign those papers, and you have to go and do everything that your parole officer tells you to do. You are...
My word, sir.
All right, sir, you are going to be on community supervision until January 18th of 2018. So, sir, when you're released, you have to go within 24 hours to the parole officer and see your parole office.
Okay.
You understand that?
Sure.
And whatever program or the parole officer has you to do, you have to follow those instructions, or else you'll be violated again and returned back to prison.
Yes, sir. I will follow the conditions, sir, and thank you very much, sir.
Okay, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Lemons. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Don't hang up the phone.
Don't hang, sir. Sir.
God is good.
He's not leaving to us.
Yeah.
We'll see how that really goes.